USDA's Risk Management Agency reminds producers that February 28th is the closing date for crop insurance this year for Alabama, Florida, and Georgia for the major seven crops. Tom Vilsack, the Secretary of Agriculture, and the head of the Risk Management Agency, William Murphy, announced a new change in the program. Due to significant increases in commodity prices in recent years, and annual insurance industry payments more than doubled from $1.8 billion in 2006 to an estimated $3.8 billion in 2009. At the same time, the number of policies decreased. USDA has worked aggressively through the negotiation process to preserve the crop insurance program as part of the farm safety net, support producers' access to critical risk management tools, and to protect the interest of taxpayers at the same time and ensure a reasonable return for the companies that deliver the program. They are continually working on the program. This new second agreement will be implemented in 2011 crop. It will maintain producer access. The insurance companies come closer to the actual delivery cost and reasonable return to the insurance companies that are administering the program and enhance program integrity. This program is important to farmers, and it looks like we've got a new agreement for next year. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.